Good morning, Australia. Good evening, America. And welcome to everyone listening across the planet. This is Secret Women's Business. And you will be delighted to know that I have my wonderful co-host, Annie Gibbons, ready and waiting when we start the show. Just a reminder, if you're listening on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch or Twitter, we have the lovely Hannah ready and waiting to provide you with the links that we talk about in this show. And it's particularly important if you want to grab some space in Annie's programs to use the link and use the special code that we have to give you a discount into those programs. A reminder too, if you've missed any of these shows, to jump on to Tony TV, the channel, available on all Roku, LG and Samsung smart TVs across the planet, and also available on Binge Networks USA, Hero Go Networks USA, Zondra TV USA, and YouTube. As an important part of each show, we want to do a welcome to the country. And the importance of this is that it acknowledges the special and important role of Indigenous communities in the development of our country's cultural identity. So I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and pay my respect to the elders, past and present, and all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people listening here today. Now, here's what you need to know about gorgeous Annie Gibbons. She is a passionate, purpose-driven fempreneur. She has been a CEO for decades. She's a global women's empowerment coach. She has her own podcast. She's a speaker and a number one best-selling author. She is the founder and managing director of the women's business incubator Life by Design and Women Collaborating Globally. Now, Annie's done lots of things in her life, but she's most proud of her work around empowering women to live their best life. And the purpose behind these shows is particularly geared towards women who might have a business idea, who might already be an entrepreneur, who might be striving to get to that higher level in business. So from Annie's wealth, wisdom and knowledge, she's developed signature programs to get you there. We've talked about the Startup Incubator, the Women's Scale-Up Incubator, and this week we get to talk about the Domination Incubator. No, that's not a crazy game. That is a purpose-driven business incubator for women who want to reach a higher level. So Annie, I'm delighted to have you back on the show. How are you and what have you been up to this week?
Hi Tony, it's so delightful to come back and share with you again today. This week has just been filled with meeting new people, getting out there and celebrating where people are at and their excitement of where they're actually going to go. So I've been doing lots of coaching this week and I've also been really excited because I've got a book coming out in a couple of a month away called Twins.
Very close now.
So that's getting very close. So I've just approved the cover. And don't you just love those moments where you go, oh my gosh, I'm just, you get those milestone moments. And so it's like, oh yes, approve the front cover. And then you approve the bit on the back and every little moment's exciting. So I
Absolutely.
Just feel like I've been celebrating with others and celebrating with myself. And that's a really good stage to be in, isn't it? When you're
definitely
you're loving what you're doing and then you're also feeling that you're growing. And so it's been a pretty good week, actually.
Annie, what do the twins actually feel about the book, The Twins?
They are totally fine about it. It shares their cute little baby stories, but and they're fine about that now because my twins are now 29, so they're going, go for it, Mum. And they know I'm known for oversharing, so there's nothing really embarrassing in there. They've probably heard me share it before, and so they're always big fans. Actually, they're saying, you do it. I've always wanted to do
it. Good.
It's taken a lifetime to get there, so They're big fans of Mum, which is lovely.
Well done. So, Annie, this week we want to talk about the domination stage of business. So where are you in business when you reach this stage?
You reach this stage when you are 100% ready to be unapologetic, totally prepared with the way you show up with your business. And that is not going to just be your attitude. You can be excited, go, yeah, I want to dominate. Everyone wants to dominate in business, right? But you actually have to. Why wouldn't you? Why can't you just start that way? But we've been talking over the last couple of weeks of the startup incubator. You've got to just get that idea to launch, and you're focused on your cash flow, and you know you've got a whole lot of things that you haven't really done perfectly yet, and that's okay. And then we move to scale up, where you're trying to get to that consistent over 100K so that you can make it your main gig. You can work on your systems and your processes and your automation, but you're still concentrating a lot, when you've got to that stage. So it's going to be, I usually think it's, it could be multi six figures, but it's really when you have 100% confidence in your framework, in yourself, to be able to deliver that product or service to market at scale. What I try and encourage people to do is work out what are the reasons why they would be 100% confident. Is it themselves? You've got to do a lot of self-work for dominating.
You do.
Are you ready? Do you truly believe that you're worthy of this success that you could get? And that's going to be a block. Do you have a money mindset? We can talk about that later. Do you actually have confidence in the way your business operates, all of those systems and processes? Because what would happen, I always ask people that, are you ready to do it? What would happen if the dream happened? If the dream happened that I was on Tony TV, I'm hearing people are listening to me globally, and then all of a sudden everyone wanted to come in and go, right, Annie, you've suddenly just inherited.
I want to work with you.
Clients. I want to work with you. Then I want to go, okay, am I dominating? Am I getting that response of going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Welcome in. You're going to love this experience with me. Right? That's going to be in the dominate experience. Whereas it's a product that I'm selling, whereas it's a service, I'm actually so excited and ready because I'm operating at my top 20% because of my infrastructure. I have confidence.
Yes.
I have confidence in myself. I can just show up as I am. And so there's a lot of product to market fit there, right? Which you've perfected. Other people will go, I really want it. I really want it. And then when it happens, they freak out. Oh my gosh, am I going to have the supply? Am I going to be able to deliver? Everything's not automated. I'm now working crazy hours. I'm burning myself out. And we can tap into all of those areas today, Tony, but you're ready to dominate when you actually believe you're ready because of the preparation that you've done with self and with your business.
And some of those things within the business are things like process. What happens when someone connects with the women's business tribe? What happens when someone jumps on and connects with the startup incubator? What happens when they connect? It's about those processes and systems, and you want to know and have confidence that they work in every instance, that there's no glitches, and that the person who is connecting with Annie Gibbons and all the glorious goodness of Annie has a seamless experience to get what they need so you can help them.
100%. My goal as the coach, as the owner of the company, is I just want to actually be at that moment of welcome aboard. So great to see you in my coaching sessions. Is everything working for you? I want to know where you're at because they're my focus. My focus is my people that I serve. Now I can do that 100% when all of those other things happen. So that's right, Tony. If they leap onto now the Women's Biz Tribe or the Women's Biz Incubator and they send an inquiry, whether they book into a program, they become a tribe member, they'll get that beautiful letter welcoming them from me. They'll get the link to tell them how to get onto the tribe Facebook group, and they'll get the information on how to book into their first session. So within the day, it's instantaneous, but within the day, they could be turning up at one of my, coaching sessions. Was that afternoon? And it's like, oh my gosh, so that's what you're wanting. You're thinking like a a shop. If I've actually got there and I'm interested and I want to have this moment, I expect someone to serve me now. And that's not just the product that you love. It's every single part of the process has to show the love, has to meet their needs. And so that they're not confused, they feel like they're in the flow, they're welcomed, they're excited that they've bought your product or service. And then they have that way of, how can I use it straight away, right? That's what we all want to do.
Yeah, we want instant. Product,
you want instant. You want to just open it up. If you bought a pair of shoes, you want to put them on. You know, can you even take my old ones away? You say to the lady, I just want to wear them home. You know, you just want to be in the moment. And most people are like that on a customer journey. So it's a big focus of doing that all the way along. And a lot
of people, they're connecting with you, aren't they? They're connecting with Annie Gibbons. So you want them to see and hear from you and to develop that connection to you, because that's what will drive them forward in their business. Whichever program they choose, whichever way they choose to work with the Women's Biz Tribe, for instance, they want to connect to you because you're the reason that they're there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So that comes into the whole branding of a business as well, doesn't it?
It really does. For mine, I'm the face behind the business, right? So Annie Gibbons Global is quite a, you know, significant brand. So therefore, I am the face behind the Women's Biz Incubator and the Women's Biz Tribe. So they want Annie, but they'll also have, you know, infrastructure, because they also know that I'm very well networked and that I'll bring in other people who will support me and enhance the quality of service that I actually give. But they mainly want me, and that's why I'm in all of the videos. It's my language in all of the emails. It's me who will respond to something specific to them. I will be looking at their homework when they're in the program. And so that's what they're actually looking for, that, are you really the person? If I want you, am I actually getting you all the way through, or is someone else just kind of looking after me and you're just doing the work? You know, because a lot of businesses are like that. You do the sale and you love that person and then they disappear. And it's kind of like, oh, I want that person. And now I'm kind of taking my money, and then you're in this sort of process and you're getting other people. And it's a bit like you, if you go on Tony TV, you expect to have Tony, right? So if you go to the Women's Biz Tribe or you book into an
incubator
program, you get Annie on tap, right? And that's the value, because you're actually paying that money. You're committing to that service because you're wanting the 30 years of experience. You're wanting, you know, for my clients, they're wanting my authenticity, my rawness, my ability to encourage them and be a cheerleader and an accountability partner. They like the way I do business. They like what my brand stands for.
Absolutely.
And so that is really part of that, connecting with someone who is dominating in business, or if you're wanting to dominate in business, you've got to really spend that time unpacking what does your business stand for. So mine, for example, even those watching in today, you'll see my logos are the tribe and the incubator. Now, they know Annie Gibbons is behind that, but they're brands on their own. So I've actually got three brands, right? Myself, my tribe, and my incubator. And so you've got to get to a stage. If you just had one, what do people recognize? You know, what is the one thing that they recognize from you? Is it your logo? Is it your brand? What does that brand represent? Where are you positioned in the market? And the difference, you know, I think, Tony, when you get to that dominate stage, you know, we often talk in business about the know, like, trust, you know, principle.
Definitely.
And so, yes, they've got to know you, they've got to like you, and they trust you. Yes, they do. When you're at the dominate stage, the know is you've got that brand presence. The like turns to love. They love you. They love that brand. They love the feel it gives them. They just enjoy the experience at every single level. They even love the other people who buy them, because they're like them, right? You feel like you're connected. Even if you're not in a tribe like mine, you know, I'm a hiker. So if I come out in my special hiking shoes, the other ladies who've bought that brand go, I love those. That's why I got them, right? You get that instant connection. connection. And so you've got to know, what does that whole brand mean? And you might be behind that brand or you might not be. There might be some businesses who aren't a personal brand. And so you don't want to, you know, you just want to make sure that your actual brand stands. But if you're the person behind the brand, oh my goodness, that is awesome, because you can really use that to your advantage. And I'm a specialist in that. But you can also really, you do yourself a disservice if you're not showing up to the same quality and level that your brand is, because you know, you are one. And people look for that. They look for the inconsistencies. And so a lot of women who would be wanting to do my Dominate program, it's a lot of work on that. How do you show up and your brand, and how do you actually make sure that they match each other? And there's a lot of work there in just your executive presence, right? The way you show up, your confidence, your energy, your smile. I've worked with people and they just, you know, they're waiting to be introduced and then they smile. You've got to be smiling all the time. You've got to be owning that presence all the time. And so, because people are watching, they're trying to see, do you practice what you preach, particularly in my line of work, which is coaching.
I was going to say, Annie, if you look at any of your stuff, and I want to focus on your branding. So you're showing up today on this show. You've got the branding either side of you on the screen. That branding is consistent in colors, fonts, and the message that it conveys. And that's what you're looking for in that dominate stage of business, is that congruency. Even though you say that you've got three brands, those brands are readily recognized as Annie Gibbons, or Annie Gibbons stands behind, because of the logos, the colors, the way that you show up. That's the dominant stage, isn't it?
It's total dominance phase. You don't want to ever go, oh, I saw some old logo or something just looked a bit confusing. For me, with multiple businesses, that's right, and mine are interconnected. So they all align. That's right, colors, fonts. I want to make sure that not just if I show up today, if you look at my website, if you go to my Instagram,
it's the same.
Seeing the same, because that gives people need a lot of breadcrumbs to actually go, oh, I understand what you're all about. If those people in business, you think you've shown them once and they'll remember, they won't remember, because you know, it might be a surprise to you, but you're not the most important thing on their mind at all times.
That's right.
About it. So it's about consistency showing up. And think about that when you look at all the big brands around the globe. You know, their logo, their words, they're just consistent every single time. In fact, they'll go to great lengths if they've changed something to make sure it's removed from the market. They don't want that limiting their brand. So it is the basics of making sure that you're consistent across the space. But it also means that not only your logo and your colors, it's your messaging. You know, your messaging to your customer, your prospective customer, has to be exactly on point to what they're actually asking at that time. And I think that's a real downfall for people when they get a block. Some people are at that, I'm scaled up a bit and I'm just reaching a block. And is it the Dominate course that I need? And it probably will be, because it's unpacking the blocks of why you're not getting those leads to you, why you're not getting the right customers who might be just wasting your time, you know. So we unpack all the reasons of the inconsistency or the lack of pinpoint accuracy to who your client is, and then that usually will help them be able to repackage to that next level.
Annie, let's talk about traffic. And when I say traffic, I'm not talking about cars. I'm talking about content, social media, SEO, the things that drive sales at this level of business. What does that look like, and how should businesses approach it in this stage? Why is it important?
It is so important, because if you're not doing it, everybody else is doing it, right? So if you're wanting to go into a space of dominating in business, you have to be visible. You have to be present all the time in the right platform. So part of this is actually making sure you don't waste money. You're actually in the right area. So first of all, SEO, yes, you know, there's, you can spend an unlimited amount of money in that area, but the basics are that the back end of definitely your website and your tags and your, the way you, you know, what hashtags you use and things like that, your metadata, you can set that up, you know, pretty well, and then you just need to update it. But once you've got that, you're going to be found, right? So it's about saying be visible. Often people think I want to
be
put
found
up a sign, but you actually have to. The secret on dominating a business is actually people finding you. You want them to come to you, right? Because the effort of going to them is actually quite
exhausting. It's hard.
It's hard work, and we've all done it, and we've all got frustrated, and you know, we've all lost lots of money as well. It's time and it's energy. So there's smart ways to actually dominate, and SEO is one of those. The other one is actually just having that clarity in your marketing plan around who your customer is, so that you're making sure that you use digital remarketing. For example, if people of a certain age, you know, my demographic is 28 to 55, usually women who are wanting to have Googled things like women's business or startups or scale ups. And so obviously my targeted marketing would go to them. I don't want to pay for marketing that goes in other spaces. I also want to make sure that that marketing actually goes, it has a call to action. It has a very specific call to action. Are they going to access a free download? Are they going to get a free chat with me? Are they going to get a discount code like TonyTV10?
Correct.
Today, what is it? And when they click on that, does it go to a beautiful page that tells them, welcomes them,
what to what's going to happen?
Does it actually start them in a sales funnel? And we all have to appreciate that, you know, life is funnels, really. Everything you do, you're getting something. So it's actually not a bad thing. And when you're in dominate stage, you actually need to be confident even on your language. You know, yes, we will talk sales. Yes, we talk business. We have to get over the discomfort of that.
Correct.
We want to do that. So,
but that's what it's about. In that dominant stage, it's about helping as many people as you can, and part of that is about a sales funnel. It's about directing the right people into the right flow so that you can help them. At the end of the day, this is about helping women, helping women with an idea, to expand an idea, and to dominate with that idea. It's really very simple.
Easy as possible. It is really simple. And so a lot of people kind of get stressed, particularly women have an issue, I think, with their money mindset around this space. Whereas once you actually crack that, I'd be giving them a disservice not to start on that path towards their service, because that person is looking for a program. They are looking for a coach. They are looking for solutions for their problem. I do want to make sure that they don't, it doesn't have to be a really difficult journey, that they waste their money or that they don't find the right person. I want to tell them that you pretty much click on this link and you will be able to get something free just to find out about me. You'll then get a free trial at my tribe, get to know everybody, see how you feel. If you just can't wait, here's the button to click onto the incubator, use code, get in there, on board, because I want them to know I can actually start their program today or tomorrow. And that's what I want. I actually am giving them the opportunity to solve
start
their problem.
Start now.
Right? That's my whole business, is to be an answer to someone else's problem. And I want to do that at the earliest opportunity. So those social marketing opportunities, and then also on the platforms that your people are hanging in, right?
Yes.
So that's also important. If you do anything at dominate stage, you have to do it really well. So that can be another downfall, that some people try and spread themselves too thin. And then if your clients aren't in that space, you know, if they don't use Snapchat or TikTok or whatever it is, then don't spend your time or your money
there.
You want to concentrate heavily, you know, on, you know, my clients, for example, are very much on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
So I'll just focus there. I don't focus time on Twitter because my clients haven't traditionally come there.
That's
but
right.
I also have to make sure that I'm current with my market, and says, what if they suddenly change to something? I need to change again, right? So the answer to your question, Tony, is, oh, my gosh, you can't not be visible in the right way,
you have
in the right
to be.
spaces, and you need to actually spend a bit of money to invest in that and do it in a very strategic way, because you do have to have that brand presence available at all times. Otherwise, other people will. And that's so frustrating, isn't it, Tony? I hate it when someone else is getting all this space and you go, I'm better than them.
That's right. I was just going to say, Annie, the reason why you have three specific programs for women is because you want to take them from that idea, that side hustle, that little thing that they do, and grow them to a dominating brand. There is so much potential across the world for women in business. It will be a game changer for multiple women. And what we're trying to say today is that Annie has that set up and ready to go. And not only does she have the set up systems and educative programs for you to do, she comes with a wealth of experience because she's been and done it herself. That makes a difference. So there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of courses and do a lot of things, but do they actually come with the experience and expertise that Annie does? You've got to ask yourself those questions too. If you're going to invest in some business training, particularly women's business training, then you need to know that the person leading that training and education has done the hard yards. And we're here to tell you that Annie has and does. Annie, the other part of this stage of business is also around sales. And we've talked briefly about the sales blueprint and the importance of having a sales process. So I'm wondering if you can just quickly reiterate what that is. But then I want to have a discussion about sales and women, because there's some fundamental differences in the way that women buy and the way that women sell. And I want to explore that a little bit more. But first off, can you quickly tell the audience about the sales blueprint and the importance of having a sales process?
Well, you must have a sales process, otherwise you won't have a business. So let's just start being confident that you go, you've got to be comfortable about doing the sale in your way. People approach sales in all sorts of ways. What I do is I use two different techniques. One of them is I actually start with a discovery call when someone's actually just interested. I'll bring out a diagram of a pendulum actually. Mm. And I'll go, this is where you're wanting to feel. This is the worst, you know, on the other swing, the other way. This is the worst when you feel like things aren't happening. And where are you positioned on there? I like to know that because the more keen they are, the energy and effort and interest that they're showing on actually getting to the 10 on the positive side rather than where they are, helps me to actually know how to approach the sales conversation. So I do a pre assessment, really. It's like, well, I'm sitting on a -3, but I really want to be at a positive
10.
6 or 10, then I go, great, that must be really hard. Because whereas they might go, look, I'm sitting there a little bit too, but I'm just frustrated. I want to know, is this person desperate? Is they frustrated and so forth? So that actually, and people can make up their own little way of doing that. You can use barometers, you can use different sort of things, but it makes it something really visual. And I think people relate to that. Where are you feeling? You know, even as ex-nurses we are, you know, if you're in pain, they'll go between 0 and 10.
Pain
how
score.
Are you feeling? A pain
smiley face, so
this
sad
is my
face.
My version of a, where are you sitting in this problem? So one, I want them to know that I know what their problem is. So for the situation that you're having at this time, you know, where are you wanting to go and be realistic in 6 months or 12 months? Because my next response is, I can do that for you, right?
Yeah.
And then I also want to know, well, where are they positioned there at the moment? So I can actually, they self-disclose their urgency. And I think that's actually quite nice. And I also know how fragile they are and how immediate that is. Then I move on to an actual sales process. Now, my sales process, I've actually outlined all the steps to doing the sales. And I go and say, these are, you know, pretty much for all the steps that you're wanting to take. I actually go and say, how confident are you in, you know, your startup phase, your infrastructure, your automations, your personal branding, all the elements of, you know, in my three incubator programs, I've got eight modules. So therefore, there's 24 points to dominate. So I'll actually go and say, where are you at with all of these stages? And so they'll then go and say, oh, yeah, I don't have that, don't have that, don't have that. And then that actually makes it very obvious, right, well, you really need to go into the startup program, or I would recommend the scale up, or, oh, my yeah. gosh, this is so exciting. You've done so much hard work. You are so ready to dominate. And so the sales process actually just becomes very organic. I don't mm-hmm. actually feel like I'm selling. I actually am just yes. doing a gap analysis of yes. if you are wanting the solution that I can give you in any of my programs, because I am confident in all of those, yeah. I actually just asking you to find, to reassess where you're at.
Where you're
and
at.
A lot of people look at that and go, wow, that's right. There are all those elements mm-hmm. and they're thinking, I haven't done a few of those well. The mm-hmm. other advantage is I then, if they say they are ready to dominate, but they've paused on a few, I go, that's so great, because in my programs, as you mentioned before, Tony,
yeah.
I actually layer them. So if you go into the dominate and you've missed something, you've always
you
got
can
all
go
the
back.
Scale up program, you've got all of the startup program, all of the resources are available to you on the prior learning. And so that's a major advantage, because I think
definitely
that sales process, you don't want them to be anxious about anything. You actually want to go, you're so ready. And if there are a few little gaps, we can fill them in on the way. So once yeah. again, it's always confident. You need to be confident with your sales. You need to be confident with your blueprint or your process. And you need to, because your client wants to feel, when you're looking at that no like trust, no love trust, they want to make sure that they really do feel that you are going to be the solution to their problem at that time.
Yeah. Annie, just before we go on to women in sales, I just wanted to point out, I love the simplification of saying it's 24 points or 24 units to domination.
Yes.
That makes it sound, and yes, it's work, but you might actually go through Annie's incubator and go, well, actually, I've got that, I've got those 12 things. I only yeah. actually have to do these 12 other things and I'll be starting to dominate. Like it's yeah. a wonderful system for women to start on their business journey and then to reach dominate by the time that they finish doing your courses.
Yeah, the reason I've made it just so bite-sized is because that's the way I needed to yeah. approach business, right? You know, I've yeah. juggled 5 children around 3 degrees and done multiple companies. And you know what? I want to know, well, what are the stepping stones? I'm a very practical woman the way I approach my life. We're all busy. My clients are all at various stages of, you know, life and experiences, and that's it. I want to know, okay, it's pretty much a tick box of going, what do you need? You might yeah. come in and go, I'm really great at one area already and I want to focus more on the other. You don't have to. It's not as if they're timed. You can focus in all the specific areas. For example, some of my clients, they might be nailing it, but they actually just need to learn how to teach better. They need to learn how to speak better, because the next level of dominating might be, you know, speaking on podcasts. It might be presenting at conferences, and they know
that's
they're
right.
awesome in their business, and then they freak out. So it might be that they will be really strong, and in the tribe, they can then help others in those areas, which is the great value of the tribe.
And get support in the tribe as well.
Exactly. Such a value.
You need support from other people. You can't actually do this by yourself. Yeah. You actually need that support, because it will keep you going. It will challenge you, but it will also support you in going where you want to go.
And we all have different challenges. That's the thing. We're not all the same. It's not all. A lot of courses, and I've looked at all of them before I made my own.
Yep.
And, you know, they're very theoretical, you know, and all of
correct.
Those things are important. But they, you know, they're lacking on application and to personalizing it.
Realistic application.
Application. And so that's been my lived journey. Yeah, that's right, for mm-hmm. the 30 years of business. And so I have done it in that way, that you can do them in different orders. You can do them in different time frames. They're available 24/7. You can then talk about them with the tribe and you can get all of that extra valued learning. There's really no other program like it. And I've designed it because I'm like, what's the best platform that I'd love to have that you can just access anytime, any place in the world, and really be able to, and even just ask more. If you want more on a topic, then they just reach out to me, and then I'll then create active learning opportunities or more resources. It's so organic, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. And I find that, that's right, you know, there might be 24 steps, but that's right. If you're at the end, you've already done 16 of those steps. So you just go, I now know what I need to do. And that's what drives us crazy. That's what makes us, when you're at those stages that you've just got,
and you can't figure it out.
I can't figure it out. Like, and then you get all that lack of confidence. What's wrong with me? I'm working so hard. And in fact, sometimes they're working too hard because they're doing it in the wrong way or in the wrong area. And so once you actually break through and go, oh, okay, but if I do these next 8 steps, or and I work with a coach who knows how to apply that, help me apply that to my context, I'm going to get some wins really quickly. So I find it's the unknown. It's what you don't know. The other bit is, that's right, if you're at startup or scale up, you only need to focus on 8 and then you focus on the next 8, you know. So
that's right.
It really is beautiful stepping stones that are so simple and achievable.
I agree.
They all come with videos. They all come with little ebooks. They all come with activities. And so you just can't go wrong, right?
No,
and,
I agree. I agree. It's a fabulous set of programs. Annie, we want to go back and talk about women and sales, because your programs are female focused, and it's a distinction that I think warrants talking about. How we approach sales and how women sell is often very different to the way that the guys do it, and that's not better or worse, it's just different. So let's talk about women in sales, Annie.
I think what I've noticed is that women hesitate on doing the sale. They don't want to be seen as pushy. They don't want to be seen as salesy. They don't want to make it sound sleazy. They don't want to make the other woman feel uncomfortable. And so I think because we are so generally empathetic and lovely, not that men aren't lovely, but we focus on sales from an emotional perspective, right?
That's
really, you know, and a lot of that can come from, everything comes from root cause, but a lot of it is from the way that we're raised, that you don't talk about money, or money's the, you know, this saying, the root of all evil, where you don't want to be evil. And then, you know, people who have got money, where you don't want to be all snobby and you don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable if you've got some money and all this sort of thing. It enters your psyche, I think. And a lot of women aren't aware that they actually don't want to talk confidently about money. Men are usually raised traditionally to actually do business, to provide, and therefore that takes money. So the money is actually a practical requirement of just doing the sale. We're just doing business. It's not emotional. It's actually just doing a trade. And so I think a big breakthrough has to happen with women once they start, you know, this will start activating. You'll know if you've got this issue. Start up, you want cash flow, and you'll generally underprice yourself because you want to be really competitive in the market. So it doesn't sort of activate there. It's more that they have to learn how to sell. What it will trigger is in that scale up to dominate phase, when they feel very uncomfortable about, you know, raising their prices, owning the quality of their product, having those conversations of actually, you know, well, it's worth it, you know. Or I've even had people approach me and go, well, can I be in your next book, but can I have it for free? And I go, no, the price is this is what it's incredible good value. I
absolutely
own what the product is, or the cost of a program. I already know they're incredibly well priced, but that's, you know, and I will have partner arrangements, but I actually own it. That's a difference when you're dominating, that you're confident in the sale. You know, the sale shouldn't be reactive. It shouldn't be that I'm going to change something just for this circumstance. All of my business should have been pre-planned. It is already well priced. It is already fit for purpose for the market. It is already,
that's right,
you know, exactly what should happen. So therefore I should come in and go, if the solution to your problem
costs this,
because then you will receive all of these requirements, which actually is very practical. You know, the guys have got that right in a way. Now we can also do that in our way. And I also, you know, I'm totally girlied up, and you know, I go and say, oh my God, you're going to feel so loved and you will, because I genuinely, yes. You know, that's my style.
You
oh my
do.
Goodness, you're going to wake up, you're just going to have gratitude and you're going to just feel excited. And I do, I use a lot of emotional words because I am emotional. I'm a high energy emotional.
And women are emotional. Women are generally emotional. Let's face it.
And if I have that person crying on me, you know, on a get to know you and go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm crying. I'm just so frustrated. I'm like going, I feel you. I go, and then I'll tell them, oh my gosh, I've had moments of crying. Don't you worry. You know, I've cried over all sorts of things because we're getting a connection. So yes, you know, it doesn't have to be all practical in the sale, but also we don't need to feel uncomfortable in the process of the sale and then start changing things or avoid things or give things away for free.
That's right.
Because that actually doesn't honor the value of who you are and also value the product that you're selling. So I do it the opposite way. I actually give out $300,000 worth of scholarship programs
to
my educators because I want women around the world who genuinely can't afford it to be able to have those opportunities. But I've actually factored that into my business and I promote it and it gets assessed in all the right ways. That's not reactive. Mm. That is intentional and proactive. So it actually is a sale but it's a $0 sale or if it's a 50% sale. Because correct. I actually go, those women are getting exactly the same quality product. I've just altered it for an intention. And so that's where it is. All of my corporate partners will get 10% off deals because I value their relationships. That's intentional. So for those women doing business and go, yeah, I hate doing the sale. You know, what is it in you that you're hating? You know, if it's the process or how you feel about the discussion, it might be the process that you need to get a better blueprint. It might be that you actually want to take the discomfort out, which is the way I've approached it, and people in my program learn how to do that. I just show them how my experience. And so that actually takes the emotion out of it. If you're wanting this, this, and this, then this is the program for you. So it actually is, once again, just a seamless process. It shouldn't be emotional. It shouldn't be uncomfortable. And also work through the root. I've actually got a mini course on that a money mindset course. And so those who have an issue on that, I give them access to that little extra money mindset course because it just helps you.
It's important, Annie.
Map through that issue. It is vital.
Money mindset is important because in the process of doing business, you will always have people who expect free, and whilst it's okay to do some level of free things, you actually need to value yourself enough to charge the prices that you do and understand that you are worth that. And for women in particular, you need to understand that you are the work that you put into your business is valuable. It's not free, it's not valueless. And you need to value yourself in that process. And people, there'll be plenty of people that tell you you're overpriced, etc. But you need to the fundamental understanding that you are valuable, that your time is valuable, and you need to charge accordingly.
100%. It all does come down to that mindset. I think when we're talking in the Dominate program, it's all about getting that seven-figure mindset.
And so
part of that process is actually going, owning your value. You're dominating because you've had certain qualifications, experiences, successes that have taken often, you know, decades to actually learn. There is value in that. They're not just getting a product. They're not just buying, a new vacuum cleaner or whatever, or even that if they had the vacuum cleaner, there's still prices because the technology behind them, the extra bells and whistles in it. But particularly in my line of work, you know, they're actually getting all of that vast experience. It's just had so much business and life and understanding that therefore you should know what the market is prepared to pay for that and how you honor your own worth. And I think that's that is a big issue for people to break through. At the end of the day, you only ever earn what you believe you're worth.
That's right.
Really think about that. If you are on a wage, you actually have accepted that wage.
That's
what your best effort is, right? Otherwise, you would be doing more things. So once your mind starts activating and says, even from scale up to dominate, and you go, you know what? If I'm now making over 100K, I obviously am a competent businesswoman. I can run
definitely.
So therefore, what are the 8 steps that Annie's got that goes, I can actually go up to, if I have a 7-figure business now, your business might get to 7 figures. It might not, but it's certainly going to go north. You're going
that's
to,
right.
You're going to then be looking at all these other opportunities and ways to actually get your business to scale. And then with that, you'll also gain that executive presence, that confidence in the market. You'll become a serious market player. Now, Now, most people actually say they want that, but do they really? Are they happy to show up at that person? Because that can be scary, you know.
Oh, yes.
I remember the first
incredibly
time.
Scary.
Yeah, that's right. When I got a call, you know, someone called me, you're a global women's empowerment coach, aren't you, Annie? And I kind of had to stand back. That went, oh, that sounds very impressive. Me? You sure it's me? Whereas now I go, yeah, of course I am. Of course I am, because that's exactly what I do. You know, I power women every single day in my program. So it's changing the mindset from I like it or I'd feel uncomfortable about it to actually owning it. That's very different. So you're owning yourself and you're owning the business and product and service that you have. You're owning your brand. You're owning its value. And when you do that, it's actually a delight to then offer that to someone else and you just want them to experience it. It just takes all of that weirdness out of it.
Annie, do those concepts fit into that 7-figure mindset? What else are some of the things that you have to be aware of when you're working towards a 7-figure mindset?
You want to have a 7-figure mindset, you need to realize that you're not by yourself. A lot of people in the earlier stages, it's all about them. I know for me to have a 7-figure mindset, I have to actually go, okay, for my business to grow exponentially and to scale and to have all of the beautiful value and benefits it could possibly have, I'm going to need my own team and I'm going to need the right people working for me with their skills and expertise. I also know that I need to have my own global tribe, people like you, Tony Qantas, people that I've interviewed on my Memoirs of Successful Women podcast. I've now got a global group because I network and grow with them because we all collaborate together. So there's not many people who can do that just by themselves. They want to, there's incredible exponential value of actually networking globally. Sometimes it's also that mindset is, sometimes it's really harsh. I've had people who then once they get to 6-figure plus, they're not the right person to be the CEO of their company. They're actually better at sales. They're better at, so some companies, particularly, I've got, one, a fintech, for example, they might then have scaled it to, a few million dollars and then they'll go, oh, but for me to actually go exponential, we're talking companies who go to 100 million if they really had the right leader, that founder is not the person.
The right person.
The CEO. So they'll appoint a board and the board could sack the founder and put a new CEO in and then you as the founder go, this is really weird, but if you want the brand to be there, you then go, what is your genius zone? Now, your genius zone might be that everyone actually, you bring in all the business. You're the X factor. You're something that was the reason that you started. So you actually might work in your top genius zone, that 5% all the time. And it could still be a win. But if you're not
absolutely
willing to relinquish, you still own the company, right?
It's just,
Whether
a
you
different
like
way.
Control, it's actually saying you've got to be comfortable to go, it's almost like I am a service to my own business. How am I best utilized? And who will also partner with me, whether it's paid staff, contractors, my networks, bring out the very best of what I have to offer? Then
it's
that
a
is
great point.
Right,
that's
then
a
you
great
walk
point
on stage and you just own it, you just go, I am the CEO of this company, I'm so proud of all of that it stands for, I value and I'm appreciative of all these other beautiful partners that I work with. That's when you actually don't just, those when you go to a conference and they say thanks to this sponsor, this sponsor, this sponsor, they're just a logo. Whereas people with that 7-figure mindset go, I would not be here today without these
without
awesome companies, and they've got this energy and relationship. You can feel the
yes
love because they value, because that means that they haven't just gone to that person and say, do you want to be a sponsor and pay a certain amount of money to whatever? They actually go, no.
Have relationships.
They've got these relationships and, and they will be working 24/7. You know, that's why you get the exponential. So if you have a seven figure, you have to actually get out there. You have to be networking. You have to be genuine. You have to also not just ask. A lot of the time you actually give back, because you know, not everything is a trade, an immediate trade. So it's like, I'll help you out here. And then what happens is they, you know, it generally comes back at another time. So you have to be more relaxed and less desperate for the immediate, you know, contra arrangement. So there's many factors there. Plus you really do have to, I love Oprah Winfrey actually. She said, you've got to just think like a queen, right? And as you know, Tony, I do love sort of showing up as my queen. So, you know,
I was going to say, you rock
ladies today. I do
you rock a tiara.
I rock a tiara. And so what that does is, even ladies, seriously, buy yourself a little one on eBay and just see how it feels. You actually go, oh, my gosh, if I have a queen's mindset, everything is possible. And that is And so when you are dominating, you go, yeah, why? It's not that anything is impossible. It actually just means that I need to know the keys, right? I need to know what the next steps are. I need to know who the right person is. Nothing is actually out of reach. It's just relationships. It's opportunity. It's tenacity. It's zealousness. It's ambition. It's all these qualities which women sometimes go, oh, I don't want their very hard, bold, brassy words. Yes.
Yeah.
But you can do them in your own way. And then they actually will have opportunities for you to go, I want the win, you know, because if you want it, it's the same process as when you've got that first idea and you want to start a company. You know, you're always dreaming for more. So even when you've got a great business, you go, how do I even make it better? How do I actually serve more people? How do I make my product or my service better? And then you get to a level, and that's what seven figure helps you do. It just goes and says, well, nothing's impossible. I just need to know who's doing it, how are they doing it, what's required, and then I put in the hard work and I do the stepping stone and you do it. And so it's actually a very exciting phase to be
in. It is.
Dominating. Suddenly you get this limitless mindset, and Oprah's totally right. And queens will do that. They don't worry about the infrastructure because it's done. They have trust. They don't worry about themselves because they're confident in who they are and the authority that they've been given. Well, we've given ourselves authority to show up.
And sometimes you have to give yourself that authority, don't you, Annie? It's important to understand that you've done the hard yards to this point, and this is now the results of that hard work, and you're in that dominant phase. Before we run out of time, I particularly want to just go back to the scholarships, Annie. If there's any women listening, how do they talk to you about the scholarships so that they can go into the business incubator and your biz tribe and benefit from all of this wonderful knowledge that you have?
All you need to do is go to womensbiztribe.com and you will see the scholarship tab. And so just fill out the little web form there, and you'll be able to, that'll then trigger me to reach out to you and find out about your situation. So it's a really easy process. I've certainly still got lots of positions available. They can be accessed anywhere in the world. There are no
global ladies.
Purely global. So I've just had someone from Trinidad. I've had someone from Botswana. I've got people from India, all over the world, who are just, you know, taking up those positions. So they're
fantastic.
Who know, you know, what I'd love to be, you know, in this space that Annie's talking about, but I actually don't have the funds just to start or to just really get myself through those first few critical levels. So they're the ones I want to have on the program, because I also know that there's so many beautiful, amazing ladies out there in the world who just don't have that infrastructure just to get them started. So I'll usually make them, they'll pop them in the startup program.
And just get them started.
Because once you do that, and if you do it right from the beginning, you're going to go through those
succeed.
Stages. You're going to succeed so much faster. You know, a lot of them, when people ask me, how long does it take? You go, well, it actually often takes us how well you've actually done the stepping stones. You know,
correct.
If you muck some of them up and you've sort of, you know, had some damage or you've actually got yourself stuck, then it can take a very long time. I see other people just go start up to launch in 6 months. They then consolidate. They're onto the scale up by 12 months.
Yeah.
And in a short period of time, they've got that all nailed and then they can be dominating. It is incredible how quickly in a global market people can really
grow quickly.
And that's what it's about. It's actually just believing that you can do it and actually trusting in the process, trusting in the support tribe, trusting in me. And I feel honored always
absolutely.
To be someone's coach to be able to help them on their way. And it's just pure joy just watching people shine. And it changes their lives, right?
It does.
It changes their life, their family, their community. It's absolutely so wonderful. Plus, it helps women rise. And I'm very passionate about equity.
About women rising.
Women rising globally. So that's the dream.
Annie Gibbons, thank you so much for being on the show again. Just a final shout out, womensbizincubator.com. You can access scholarships and a discount code. TonyTV10 is the discount code. Connect with Annie, connect with the Women's Biz Tribe. And that, my friends, is your lot for this week. Next week, Annie and I will be back and we will be talking about life by design. So join us again next week. Annie Gibbons, thank you so much for your time. As always, it's a wonderful time when we get to chat with the global audience about your amazing Women's Biz Incubator, your Women's Biz Tribe. We'll be back next week, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Tony.